This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Now, thousands of elderly people with eye disease are receiving poor or very poor NHS services. That's according to a survey of hospital ophthalmologists. To tell us a little bit more, we have with us Cathy Yelf from the Macular Society. Cathy, first of all, could you tell us what prompted this research?
Well, we've known for quite a long time and have been worried for quite a long time that patients are waiting too long to be treated for wet age-related macular degeneration. Now, it's marvellous that there is a treatment because there hasn't been. This is the first few years that treatment has been available at all. But we know that it has to be given quickly if it's going to be effective. And we've heard from many patients that the delays in the clinics are full of people, there's such a demand for this new treatment, and that the time intervals between the regular injections are growing longer. And we needed to demonstrate just to try to find out exactly how bad the situation was. So that was why we decided to do this research.
Now, was this particularly macular disease, or were there other conditions looked at?
We did look at some other conditions because in the last few months of 2013, this drug treatment, Lucentis, and a second drug now called Eylea, has been made available for people with the complications of diabetic retinopathy, so swelling of the macula in the retina called diabetic macular edema, and for another condition related to blocked veins in the retina called retinal vein occlusion, which also compromises and causes damage to the macula in the centre of the retina. So we knew that there were many more patients about to come into the system and that they were only likely to make matters worse, really. It was going to put even more pressure on the clinics. And we wrote to the clinics early in 2013 and to clinical commissioning groups, to the NHS commissioners, to warn them that there was going to be another influx of patients who were going to be desperate for this treatment and they needed...